Garfield, then the on-air announcements, yes, they are done anyway. They will be done. To let the listeners know that there is a meeting of the PNB, yes, they do it. Every radio station will do. So you got three questions that we have to discuss right here according to what you said. You know, if it is going to be live or recorded, and if it's going to be local or national, and then what portions of the meeting. So
I think Benito and Alan had asked to speak before I said that, so I don't know if they...
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to make sure that what you have said is there. Okay. Now,
yeah.
Benito, go ahead.
Benito. Okay. Yeah, okay. So, first of all, I support the questions that Serene asked. I think that's a good way how to break it down. I would say this. Number one, the justification that the coordinating committee gave is precisely what the other side of what the bylaws say. That, you know, we can stream it or whatever it's called. You know, we can put it online and that satisfies the requirement. My argument is that that is not enough. And so the basic purpose, the basic reason why this needs to be put on air is precisely because everybody does not have internet access. That's why we use radio.
Yes.
I mean, for real. So, and I think that we need to make that the basis of our, I'm just saying that I think we need to make that the basis of our argument. So that's point one. Point two, I think that Serene can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the greatest exception, the greatest, you know, the greatest controversy was the issue of being live. And, you know, so I think that the best thing we can do is to, and of course I, you know, Serene and I differed a little bit in terms of what the exact wording of that we agreed to last time, but nevertheless, I think that the basic argument that they have to talk about was the idea of anything being live, because like we said before, the way it affects regular programming. And when we argued that, you know, community comment is supposed to be at a set time, their response was, well, sometimes, yeah, we set it at a time certain, but it doesn't always go down like that. And so sometimes we have to, you know, we keep the community waiting because something just can't wait, and we have to get it, we have to reach a decision. And I think that's true, that has occurred in my experience, you know. So I personally would suggest that we stay away from suggesting that anything at all will be live. And the major thing that we are proposing is that community comment be aired each day. So if we stay away from being aired, and each station in each time zone is able to figure out what makes sense for them, damn, who cares? You know, I mean, let them put it at whatever time they want to put it. So long as it's, you know, not at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, but at prime time. So long as it's prime time, let each station decide what time.
Okay.
You know, so because that is the major thing that people reacted against.
Okay.
The community comment and the issue of live. The second portion about the LSB chair and the GM, that only pertains to KPFK. So whatever the KPFK folks want to do about it, let them decide whatever they want to do. We're not proposing, or at least initially last month, we did not propose that that portion go to anyone, to any other station other than KPFK.
Okay, we have to, we're getting almost to the end of the meeting, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the third part about the 28-minute report by the IED, yeah, they objected to that. This is in response to John mostly. I don't think that was a big deal. I don't, you know, it's just one more thing that somebody has to do, and so they could easily object to. But I don't think that was the major issue. If we can resolve the other, the other points,
okay.
I don't personally don't think that that's going to be the make it or break it. So that's it.
Okay, Nancy.
Oh, I just realized I'm not a member, so Benito said not everybody has computers, and I'm satisfied with that. Go ahead to the next person.
Whether you're a member or not, you're a member of this committee.
I don't think
you're a secretary of this committee. You have the right to speak like anybody else.
So I sent two sample, recommendations for changing, and we still have time. I didn't realize that. It's June, so I think we can come up with some better ones. And in the meanwhile, I'll look up the article and where it's stated in the bylaws. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. I'll look at the article. Okay, that's good. Alan?
This is Alan.
Yes, Alan. Go ahead.
Okay. Nancy was nice enough to wake me up to get in on the call late. And I find it a little difficult to follow a call like this. The latest caller, I didn't get the name, the previous speaker at length, was making some good points in regards to streaming and public comment and that sort of thing, which can really extend a conversation, and it's rather difficult to stay on point when you have the public interacting with the leadership that way. And the question I asked earlier was in regards to streaming, and I was a little confused what went down afterwards, because there were periods of silence and I never did quite get an answer. What I had said again was that with other groups, I have, through the computer, Macintosh has what they call FaceTime. There are services on the Internet such as GoToMeeting.com or Glassbox.com, where you register and log in, and you have video, audio, live conversations with the person just like they were in the next room. And it's a little bit easier to follow because people can hold up something and show it to each other, or you can see how they're gesturing or the expressions on their face or whatever. It's a little bit easier to follow the conversation. Sometimes it can be difficult when a person is stumbling along and they're not really sure what they're saying or they don't know the subject very well. We've all been on radio broadcasts where the person knew exactly what they wanted to say and it all flowed very smoothly. But our Pacifica meetings tend to stumble along. It can be very boring if it's like live streaming on the radio or something like that. And it can be very difficult to follow if it's audio only. So I just wanted to say that we ought to get with a technology that uses multimedia. For those who have it, and for those of us who are not participating in the web, you could still log in and get the conversation audio of it, even if you weren't participating in the video. So I just wanted to make that point, is it in terms of technology, for better or for worse, as far as the streaming aspect of our telephone call conferences and so forth, because I do find it a little hard to follow audio only. Okay. So, enough said.
Over. So you're suggesting, Alan, is that video we use also to kind of provide more, an easier follow-up of the conversation of the PMB, so to use like technology and everything. But you know, the question right here it's around only, at least right now, it's about airing and what time, I mean, like how it should be aired. What portions do we have to air, like if it's going to be live, recorded, local, national. So I think it's a lot of issues that we're dealing with. So it's almost the time. It's 10:28, I think, where you are. So my suggestion would be if we can follow up with this discussion at the next meeting, or at least send these suggestions, and then we can follow up, and have a decision next meeting, so we don't, so we don't spend so much time, on discussing these issues, which we already, I think, we covered a lot of stuff and a lot of pros and cons. So if we can follow up and have the people who already gave out the suggestions and the recommendations for this motion, so next meeting we can nail it down.
I agree. A lot of it, the discussion could be emailed first.
I'm
as points to topic.
Right.
Go ahead.
Uh huh.
Oh shoot.
What is this?
Well,
okay.
Can
yeah,
we have like just a motion that addresses all these things, and we might be able to agree on it after hearing all this conversation? I don't know, Serene, do you want to offer anything, or Benito?
I want us to resolve this tonight. I really don't want us to spend what would be a third meeting dealing with it. Can we agree to, I mean, we don't really have a time certain to end, but can we agree to spend the next 15 minutes and just wrap it up and move on?
Okay, so you wanna end up with the motion approved? Okay, is there any?
Okay,
so you
want information?
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to know from Benito and Serene, if what we're discussing now had been discussed with the coordinating committee before, and if so, is different, and what do we need to add to our motion to be developed that is going to move this forward. I thought we had some specific things that we talked about tonight, suggesting a specific portion of the meeting that we would try to push to be aired. Is that what you want us to respond to? Is that what you want us to?
Yeah,
to?
I would like us to talk about, do we want them to carry public comment daily? If so, do we want them to carry it live or not?
Okay.
Do we want them to carry it locally or nationally? And just move through the items, the portions of the meeting that would be fit for carrying, and just resolve that tonight.
Okay. That's, I was just trying to be clear on that.
No, I got you. Is that agreeable?
Fine. Sean agrees.
So, can I go, Rodrigo?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so public do we want public comment to be carried daily? Or I should say, do we want daily public comment to be carried?
Good question. I would say this, but I don't know.
Is there anybody who objects? There will be public comments, I presume, every day, probably an hour or so. It may not be the case on Monday, because Monday is a half day usually, because people start traveling home. So that's a different issue. But, you know, generally on Friday evening, there's public comment, sometime on Saturday afternoon, and usually sometime on Sunday. There will be daily public comment. The difference is saying we want the daily public comment to be carried as opposed to we want the public comment to be carried daily, if you understand the difference. You know what I mean?
Say that again, Serene.
Okay. Let's say there are going to be 3.5 hours of public comment over the course of the weekend. If we say we want the daily public comment to be carried,
There's interference. Somebody was doing something. I'm sorry.
A station might choose to carry the full 3.5 hours in a block, you know, a week after the meeting, whatever. If we say we want it carried daily, that means the station has proportioned time each day that we are meeting to carry it. So I don't think we need to be too narrow in what we are asking since we want them to say yes. Do we want them to carry the public comment?
Yes.
Yes.
Any objection to that?
For what amount of time? Is it determined by the local station?
Well, let's deal with that. First of all, we do want to ask the public comment to be carried, all right? Then let's discuss, like, how long, you know? But if it is okay to begin with, do we agree that public comment should be aired? Looks like it.
Right. I mean, we're not going to ask people to edit for content unless someone is cutting or, you know, doing something like that. There will be people who will say things that are not nice, and, you know, it is what it is. So no objection to public comment being carried, correct?
No, but what you said, it's right. The only thing we have to recommend to people is not to use words that are prohibited, so we don't give extra words to the sound engineers or the board engineers, because,
right,
you know some words you cannot say. So that's the thing, you know. That is good. Of course we're not going to edit, you know, whatever they say. That's the best thing.
Okay.
If we agree on public comment, then the next question is frequency and duration of the period of comment. Over.
No, but this committee does not decide on the length of the comment period. The coordinating committee will put the agenda together, and the board will approve the agenda. So we're simply saying that we would like them to carry. We can't tell them carry half of the 1 hour or whatever the case is. That I think has to be on our purview. Just not, you know.
Okay.
Do we want the public comment to be carried live?
We move on, Benito, for a second.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. I would like to suggest that we use the words the exactly like Serene proposed it a minute ago. That our motion should say we want public comment. No, we want, however you want to word it, Serene. We want daily public comment.
That was agreed already. That was an agreement already. So
okay, I wasn't sure that she asked us the question. I didn't know that we had answered it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's answered already. So go ahead.
Okay. So we've already agreed we want the public comment portions carried.
Yes.
Are we asking that it be carried live or do they have the option of carrying it on recording? Well, they have the option, but you know what I mean. What is our recommendation? Or do we simply want to leave that up to them? So it's live, recorded, or undetermined.
I think live.
Jim.
I would say just live. Well, go get Jim.
I recommend that they carry it the day of, whether it's live or delayed. That would be my recommendation.
Okay, so finish proposing to that no matter what, but that we carry the same day, either
yeah.
at a moment or later on. So ask it. Okay, that's a recommendation from Jim. Any more recommendations, someone? Go ahead.
Yeah, Benito.
Yeah, Eric to the stack.
And Eric. Okay, Benito and then Eric. Okay, Benito.
Jim, I'm just going to suggest that we not... I personally prefer what you propose, but I'm going to suggest that we leave it the way Serene originally worded it so as to give the PMB or the coordinating committee the greatest latitude flexibility possible so that people have less of a reason to shoot this down.
You
know, so it's like Serene said, if they want to carry 3.5 hours straight 2 weeks later, let them do it. You know,
yeah.
for so long as that at some point, all 3.5 hours of commuting comics, you know, gets aired. And let every station do whatever it wants to do. But, you know, I think we need to try to remove as many arguments.
Okay, the issue with it is that, you know, we're trying to send something that is going to help anyway the coordinating committee to decide, you know, a little bit faster how to do it, because we are discussing, okay, first of all, we all agree that they will be, that we sent to the committee that this meeting, community comments will be here. Now, we are, you know, trying to work out how. All right, that's the issue. Now, and by the time, when we exhaust the time, we have to have at least or carry a motion that will be sent to this coordinating committee. So let's go to Eric. Eric, go ahead.
No, Benito pretty much said what I was going to say, but I will just add, I mean, well, he essentially said that it should be left up, I guess, as much as possible to the local station.
Okay.
But for us to impose, and I use the word intentionally, impose, it places an undue burden on the stations to be dictated to. I mean, it's just an undue burden. I mean, especially to tell them that they have to carry it live. There may be some advantages to telling them to carry it live or for them to carry it live, but it should be done at local discretion.
Okay, so your suggestion is that it be at the discretion of the local radio station.
Well, perhaps it should be looked at because, I mean, the local station may decide to do it at a time where it's virtually useless, but it's something that deserves a second look, I would think. But if there's a motion out there or more, I'm just suggesting it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. I mean, it makes no sense to have community comments at 3 a.m.
No, well, they're not going to be there at 3 a.m. That's why we have to make sure. Because, yes, exactly. Okay, can we just start, like, wrapping up the discussion?
Yeah, please.
5 minutes before we wrap it up, so we have to decide the next meeting too.
Okay, so public, we are recommending that the daily public comment be carried. Period.
Yeah.
With regard to the local report, which is the station report, where the station management and the LSD chair normally share an hour or so, and that usually abuts public comment, so they all come together in a block when people, you know, are obviously there to hear and respond. Are we recommending that that be carried locally only or nationally?
Locally.
Locally, time zones vary.
So it's going to be locally?
Any objection to the station report, to our recommendation that the station report be carried locally?
Locally only.
Well, we can say locally. If somebody else wants to carry it across the country, that's their business. But our recommendation is that it be carried locally.
Okay, that's fine with me. This is Jim. I would love to know what other states are doing. I would love to hear what other general managers and their local committees are doing. But that's me. Yeah, I'm the only one who would like to hear it nationally.
Okay, my question, well, Eric, to the stack, if I could.
Go ahead.
Okay, just assuming we want to hear what other stations are doing, is that going to fit into the normal time slot, or would that involve additional? I guess it's academic. We're going to that regular time slot. That's okay. I withdraw. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. May I speak now? My only reason for doing it, I don't want to put it in as a target for people to start shooting at and denying everything else that we're trying to do. But it's just a preference. That's just a personal preference for me. And I don't know how other people feel about it.
Okay,
I mean,
this is the issue too. Okay, nationally, the PMB meetings are anyways streamed, as I remember, aren't they?
They're streamed all over the world.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. So, for whoever wants to listen to it, they can go to the streaming. That's gonna be public, basically. They can access at any time live, right? So anyway, they have the chance, anyone, anywhere, you know, to listen to the public comments and listen, you know, because the agenda is announced, that pretty much everything is on the air, but just you have to access to it. And then other than that, only local community will be able to listen on air. The rest of the communities around the country are going to be able to listen only accessing the streaming anyways. That's kind of, you know, solving a problem, because we don't have to make it nationally. Anyways, it wouldn't make much sense, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, but that's my sense. So any other recommendations?
Okay, so there was only one. There was a third part that we recommended, which is a 28-minute program prepared. And my recollection is that we talked about the board chair being responsible for it, not the IED, because I don't know that we can assign tasks to management like that. And it is, in fact, a board meeting. It's a governance meeting, and the chair is responsible there. So I don't have the language in front of me, but can someone double-check? Because I heard in conversation someone said the IED, but I thought the motion said the board did.
Benito?
Okay, well, you know that. Okay, Benito, go ahead, yeah.
Now, regardless of what the... I think Shireen is probably correct. I'm good. Let me mute and come back in a minute.
Okay. We can wrap it up anyway. So can we formalize, can we make a formal motion then, Shireen, please, you know, so we can at least, you know.
Okay, so I'm, so motion, but My motion would be that the board chair be asked to prepare a summary of the weekend's meeting, that the board chair be asked to prepare a 28-minute summary of the weekend's meeting, which shall then be aired on each of the stations. It's not some, okay, that's the end of the motion. Just to explain, it's not something that the person is going to be able to do just like that. It'll probably take a week or two for them to do it. And then it needs to be aired on the station. So we're not, you know, saying, oh, you have to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever the case is. Management can, you know, the program directors can handle that.
That's the motion, okay. Is there any opposition to the motion?
Just a question. And the question was the board chair on the steering committee, and did they object, if they were, to this motion in general?
I don't, maybe if Anita gets back, you can respond. I don't remember the particulars of, I don't know that they, we did not vote, as I recall, on each portion of the motion, right? It's a three-part motion. I think the objection, I don't even know if there was any specific discussion about this, but obviously, as a committee, we can recommend it. As a board, the board can vote it, but they can't make the person take their time to create a 28-minute show if they don't want to do it.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is a 28-minute show is not insignificant to produce, because especially if it's scripted, they have to, like, write it all out, and it's going to be kind of long. So I don't know. That seems like a heavy lift to me, and maybe it should be a separate motion. So, as opposed to having, you know, because if people kind of feel like they need to do the public comment, you know, to a wider audience. I mean, right now, I think something close to 50% of the population has access to digital devices. But, of course, our individual stations may be different than the norm, maybe more heavily weighted towards not having digital platform. Plus, we have a limit of bandwidth anyway for these our digital streams. So, but I'm just wondering if it doesn't make sense to separate the motion, or at least that part of the motion. So that doesn't necessarily sink at all.
I agree, because it would take about 5 hours of editing to get half an hour of summary. Over.
This is Green.
And Benito.
Okay, we are already over time, so do we extend it for another, 10 minutes? Or,
because it's almost 11.
Okay. Yeah, so can we just kind of at least, you know, finish with a, you know, if we don't agree, at least we can agree and at least in having the report. Now, I don't know the time. It seems like the timing is a problem, you know, how long it's going to be and whatever. So, but let's start wrapping up because it's almost, you know, 10 minutes before we go. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, thanks. I don't have a problem with it being a separate motion from, you know, carrying parts of the meeting itself. But there are a couple of assumptions that I think my colleagues are making that I don't think there's any evidence to support. We don't know how this 28-minute report is going to be structured. It may be simply that the board chair chooses to play particular excerpts, in which case, yeah, you're talking about editing 3 or 4 days worth of meeting, and that could take much more than 5 hours. Or it could be that committee heads will be asked to briefly indicate what their committees have said they're doing or whatever the case is. We don't know how it will be structured, so we can't speak to what kind of it might just be a call-in. I don't know. I don't care. That's not our issue. So don't assume and then argue based on your assumption. Okay.
Yeah, it's Eric.
Go ahead. Benito, and then Eric.
Yeah, I agree with Serene. I don't really care, you know, whether this is part of the same motion or a separate motion. But what's important, I want to remind us, what we decided last time was that the chair would coordinate a report. So that would be in agreement with what Serene just said. And I suggest that we use that kind of language, that the chair will coordinate a report. However she wants to do it, that's on her.
Okay, so that's part of the motion, right? Because that's basically.
Well, if John wants to separate it, I don't care, you know.
Yeah, it can be its own motion. It's not even, yeah.
Okay. So is there any opposition to it, Serene? You know, just, no? That's part of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, any problem with that being a separate motion and that the motion be that the PNB chair, that the programming committee recommends that the PNB chair coordinate a 28-minute report of the board's meeting to be aired subsequently on each of the five stations.
This is Jim. I like that because it gives the chair the flexibility of assigning parts of it to somebody and however she or they decide to put it together would be to be. I think it's easier done that way than it would be to have just one person trying to do it.
Okay. Can you then restate your motion, please, Serene? No.
The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the board chair be asked to coordinate a 28-minute report to be subsequently aired on each of the five Pacifica stations.
Okay, and can we, I mean, if there is any opposition, can we vote on it? Because just, you know, we are like, almost out of time, and then we have to decide, you know, the next meeting. Is there any opposition now to any motion?
I would just, Benito.
Go ahead, Benito. I'm busy.
No opposition. I'd just like to suggest that we add in the wording of especially the first motion, that we think it's in, boy, can you all hear me?
Yeah, kind of, you know, it's kind of breaking off, but go ahead.
That we state that we feel that it is important that, that we think that it's important that the community comment and the local reports be aired by the radio because not everybody has access to internet. And number two, that these reports, and this would also apply to the second motion, should be done, I don't know if we want to say time, I don't know, maybe Rodrigo or Jim or Serene, maybe the three of y'all could suggest the proper wording, but some kind of way to indicate we don't want this thing aired at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, my question is, can you make it like then more precise, like it should be aired between such and such time? Just to kind of amend it with the
9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Does that make sense?
6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, now it's fixed. So, any other suggestion? So, can we vote on it? Is there any opposition? But the only part that we have is... Yeah, go ahead.
Do we want to use the same preference of time for both motions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And can we, well, what about the other portion about that we think it's important to air this because not everybody has internet?
That's really a whereas, and... I mean, we can do whereases, but a lot of the fighting comes out of a whereas. You know what I mean? As opposed to the action part of the motion.
Okay.
Okay, so now it's, do we vote on it, or it, I mean, first of all, is there any opposition now with the amended motion? No opposition? Okay, so...
Nancy, I'm going to, I wrote something in the, are you interested, this might help. It covers locally and nationally and leaves the decisions up to each LSP. Is that, sound interesting?
No, not to each LSP. God, no, let's keep the LSP.
Well, I didn't want to put management, that each manager, because they already, it's not really their business. It's the governance part, right?
Well, it's their business because we hire them to manage our stations. LSBs should stay the heck away from making those kinds of decisions. I can't send it to you now, but I can read it to you now, so everyone can be clear on what we're agreeing on.
Okay.
Yeah, send it over.
I'll send.
Or read it over then, because it's important to notice that this is going to be a mandate for the national board, so every radio station must carry it anyway. So it's not up to management. It's actually it's directed by the national. So that's the thing. You know, that's how it should go, you know, basically.
But the committee recommends to the PNB. The PNB directs the IED. The IED directs the GM.
Exactly. That's how it goes. So there is no. The GM must do, you know, what the executive director is telling them to do, and then the executive director is going to be doing what the national board is telling her or him, you know, to do. So, go ahead, Tyrion, so we can wrap it up.
Okay, so the first motion, the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the weekend public comment, the caption in each case is going to be for the PNB in-person meeting. Okay? The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the weekend public comment at the in-person PNB meeting be aired on each station, and that the station area report by station management and the LSB chair be carried locally, in each case between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's the first one. Is there any objection to that?
Can you read it again, Serene, please?
The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the weekend's... I didn't write that part down. That the weekend's public...
Why can't you just say the daily? That the public comment section
to be
daily. I mean, that the daily public comment period be here.
Because I do not want people to become confused about whether we are demanding that it be carried daily or simply that they carried, that they carry each day or simply that they carry every day. Comment.
Yes, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So once you say once we say weekend, they can break it up or whatever they want to do, but there won't be any confusion about what we're asking.
But then they would take out Friday, right?
Then they would do what?
They might not include Friday.
You did say Friday. Benito, can you repeat that, please?
Okay.
I'm concerned they might not include Friday.
Okay, or just that all...
PNB meeting, you know, or during the PNB meeting.
That all public comment during the PNB in-person meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But see, then, okay. Less is more sometimes, folks. Okay, the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all public comment during the PNB's in-person meeting be aired on each station, and that the station area report by local station management and LSB chair be carried locally. That's redundant. I'll strike the first local, sorry. So it'll be that the station area report by station management and LSB chair be carried locally, in each case between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. No objection? Any objection?
No.
Great. Okay. And the second portion, the second motion would be?
I had an objection. I couldn't say it because I was on mute. But I think we want to state the host station, unless you're, because, you know, BAI's station management may not be giving it, and the people may interpret it as that we're asking that each individual station report needs to be aired. And I
but
just think for clarity, it should be the
there's
host.
Only one stationary report at a PNB meeting. All GMs do not show up. It is the local area report.
Okay.
Oh, but since, you know, I think it doesn't hurt to put the word host, then it would eliminate people who misunderstood just like John just did. So I think just put the word host. I mean.
I want to go to sleep, people. The PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all public comment during the PNB's in-person meeting be aired on each station, and that the local station area report by station management and LSB chair be carried by the host station, in each case between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The next motion. Any objection?
I had a point of information.
No.
I'm just kind of backward. Is this I'm assuming Monday to Friday?
Huh?
What? When they carry it?
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, when they carry it, yes.
10 and 9 p.m. Any day, but we don't care. We cannot micromanage people. We're asking that it be carried during we're already asking that it be carried during a time when we have the heaviest listenership, which is between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. I think further than that is asking for trouble.
Okay, I just asked.
Sorry, we have to stop because it's already, you know, 10-4. So.
Okay, I was just going to mention, I don't know if I need to ask over to the stack. I just need to mention that we also have other programming that we're mandating take place. So I was just asking that be taken into consideration.
I didn't hear that at the end.
I can leave it out. I mean, we've already indicated to the...
Okay. Okay, go ahead and finish, please.
The other motion, the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the PNB chair coordinate a 28-minute report to be subsequently aired on each of the five specific stations subsequently aired between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. on each of the five Pacifica stations.
Gotcha.
And we don't know how long it's going to take to prepare it, so we don't need to get into that whole thing.
Yeah.
A point of information, the first one was about the GM report locally, right? And the one you're saying
the
now,
one,
the second?
The first,
go ahead.
The first one was about both public comment being carried on all the stations, and the local station area report, which is the management and NLC chair, being carried on the local station, on the host station.
Yeah, the national, it will be with the comments, right?
It's national what?
The national report is going to be with the community comments. From the comments to the community. The listeners. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so the first one you said is public comment and the manager's report, right? Locally.
It's public comment being carried nationally.
Nationally,
it
and the GM
local, the local station area. Well, it's not just the GM report. That's why I keep referring to it as the local station area report, because it is both station management and the LFB chair.
Okay.
We don't want people to just carry the GM report. The GMs already have access to the air.
Good. Okay. So can we, accept it now, or do we have to discuss it? Because it's already, we have 10 minutes over now. So
Nancy, I have a point of information. Can we have this in writing, and do we have to rush to pass it tonight? I mean, really, I'm not even being able to type as fast as you're speaking, because we still have
Nancy,
a little time, right?
I'm going to send,
you're not on the internet now, right?
I cannot send, I'll send it later in the weekend. I will save the language that I just wrote and send it to all of you. I just think that considering the fact that instead of going on to the agenda items that we had previously scheduled for tonight, which is national programming and programming partnership, we've been on this for the past hour and a half. And speaking solely for myself, I can't go through another meeting rediscussing this. I want it over. So
I don't want to. I just want to. I'm not.
If we don't finalize it tonight, we will be spending a third meeting on it. And it's just one woman's opinion, but I can't do that again.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But I would like to do it in a way that just it's more appealing to the PNB, like just tiny little tweaks that we could do by email, right, maybe, so we don't have to discuss this at the next meeting. I think we're all kind of in favor of this, but
I will send a motion to you.
This is Jim. May I say something?
Now ask, the body, do we extend this meeting? Because now we are already 40 minutes over.
No, I think I agree with you. But I just want to offer a suggestion real quickly so we can end now. That we as the programming committee agree to the motion of agree to the motion as Serene has and that's it. It's unanimous. I think it's a unanimous. And that's it.
We agree that you were getting a echo, so.
I'm sorry?
We agree, but we were getting an echo from your I hope Serene or whoever is coordinating the call will make a list of emails of everyone participating so we can communicate with each other by email. Over.
Yes.
I'll get your email from Nancy, Alan.
Someone is like a lot of noise with their phone. Can you just mute whoever is not talking? Yeah. Okay.
Benito, real quick.
Okay, I didn't get what Jim said because it's a lot of noise, but I don't know if you, Serene, got what Jim suggested, and now I'm sorry, but I had to ask for attention because it's already like we are 40 minutes over this item, this unit. You know, for the time being, you know, so we cannot get an agreement. If we cannot get an agreement, well, we're going to have to just postpone it or, you know, table until next meeting or at least, you know, pass something, you know, that it's in the sense of the spirit of this motion. Otherwise, we have to extend the time, you know.
Jim agrees with you that the motions are fine.
Okay. I don't believe there's any disagreement at all.
Okay, well, okay.
That's considered a motion passed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my question to
everybody. Is everybody okay?
Okay.
Can we approve it?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, Benito.
Benito, can we approve the motion as?
Yeah, I'm just going to argue that we. I think it's important that we agree to this tonight
and move on.
And if when Serene sends it out, if Nancy or anybody else wants to tweak the wording, they can work it out by email. But the committee has agreed to the essence of the motion. I think it's really important that we get this and put it on the agenda.
We can't get it on for this next Thursday,
but whatever the next meeting is after that. But we really need to get this on the agenda as soon as possible.
Okay.
So we can't wait.
Okay, Benito. Okay, that's it. You know, no more comments on it. No more comments. Sorry, you know, but that's it, you know, so let's deal with it, you know, exactly. If we don't agree, then I'm gonna rule that we're going to have to postpone it because there's no other way. We're going to keep, you know, talking and over.
Everybody agree with Jim.
I move, great, so we're done with that. I move that the next meeting be a continuation meeting, so just so we can get those two things done, the other two things that have been on the agenda. And that we do a poll. We were talking about trying to find a day that works for everybody because it seems nobody really wants Friday anymore. Nancy and I will coordinate a poll and send it out to everyone, and we'll post the results. We'll send it out this weekend and post the results by next Friday.
Do we agree then we approve the sense of the motion that Serene, you know, has,
the language of the motion, not the sense. The sense will keep us spinning.
Okay.
The language of the motion.
Yes.
Everybody is agreed.
Okay, perfect. Then let's move on. When is going to be the next meeting? When do we have the next meeting? And then in the meantime, there are things, you know, we have to do, okay? There are things, you know, Lawrence is supposed to, or whoever, Lawrence was supposed to send some stuff. No,
yeah, he sent it to me this afternoon. I'll forward it to you guys over the weekend along with the lesson.
Some things that we do have to follow up, you know, because we don't want to be, you know, let's see, we have the issues of the underwriting issue, we still have to get to it. Right, that's what we have to get to. Okay. When is going to be the next meeting? When do we have to schedule the next meeting for the programming?
Nancy, point of information. There is a possibility that we could do a Thursday in which the PNB is not meeting and have a quick. Yeah, move if everybody on the committee agrees, because Rodrigo's Friday is good, but Friday's not good for Lawrence and some other people don't like Friday. But if we could do that and then immediately change it to another Thursday, I don't think the PNB is going to meet every Thursday, are they?
I would avoid Thursdays.
Well, yes, but we don't have much choice when I look at this calendar. I mean, to get out of Fridays. Mm. Yeah. Well, everybody, just email to the prog list the days that you absolutely cannot, the days that you could, but not every month, and that may help. But I really think.
Okay. Well, this is Lawrence.
Yes.
Yeah, Lawrence.
So, I mean, I don't have a problem with Friday anymore. I could take one Friday out of the month to be on this call.
Okay.
Well, it's not just you, Lawrence. Some other people don't like Friday. It's not just you.
Okay, guys.
And Michael has a program tonight, so he couldn't have come anyway. He has
point
a prison
of personal show. Privilege.
Yeah,
point of personal privilege. I've got to go. I think we should settle it by doing a poll, but whatever you guys want to do is fine. I'll check my email. I have to.
So wait, just hold on 1 second. Maybe we can get people to agree. Can everybody agree that Shireen and Nancy will do a poll to get a date for the next meeting?
John Riley agrees.
Is it by email?
It's by email.
Let's do it by email.
Can you, Nancy, send it over, please?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's then.
I don't think anyone objects to that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's, adjourn there.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. And
thank you,
everybody.
Peace,
close people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Ciao, be cool.
Too late for that.